The footprint was discovered a couple of summers ago by UA archaeologists from both the Fairbanks and Anchorage campuses. Jared Smith from UAF headed up the team. He says the track was found while they were excavating at Swan Point, an archaeological site in Shaw Creek Flats, about 30 miles northwest of Delta Junction.
They're so rare. This is the only footprint that we know of in northern North America, across the entire subarctic of North America.
Smith is a doctoral candidate and lead author of an article about the discovery that was published last month in the Journal of Archaeological Sciences Reports. The study's co-authors include Steve Schoenherr, the UAA grad student who found the footprint, which Smith estimates was made more than 1,800 years ago. He says it's an important discovery because it's the oldest print found in the high latitudes of North America and because it reveals a lot about the people who lived at Swan Point.
This was, you know, a child that was probably healthy weight, means he was probably happy. He had a nice house that was right there.
Smith says archaeologists used high-tech devices and forensic methods to determine the footprint was made by a child of undetermined gender about 9 years of age. He says the track was found just outside a pit house the team was excavating that was bigger and more sturdily built than most pit houses in use at the time. And he says that suggests the child was a member of a family headed by a chieftain or leader of a group.
Single families in the Tanana Valley, when they were living by themselves, didn't put a lot of effort into creating a winter habitation house. But when you had a group of families come together, it was usually the big man or the big woman of the community that had, maintained all the relations up and down the river.
The relatively well-preserved pit house and other features and artifacts reveal a lot about the ancient people who lived at Swan Point, says Ben Potter, the head of UAF's anthropology department and Smith's doctoral studies advisor. He's also a co-author of the journal article.
We don't have a lot of house excavations. We don't have a lot of sort of residential base camps that we can explore. And that, of course, gives you a much wider picture of what people are doing on the landscape.
Potter says the footprint shows the people living at Swan Point at the time had developed techniques for crafting footwear and warm clothing that were more advanced than what earlier inhabitants had produced. He says that and other evidence bolsters a hypothesis held by Smith and others, and that is the so-called archaic peoples of the Tanana Valley were transitioning at about that time into a forerunner of what became Athabascan culture.
The last period of major change in the prehistoric record in Alaskan archaeology, where you transition from a very sort of ancient northern archaic tradition kind of technology into what we think of as the Athabascan tradition.
Smith says that's one of the main subjects of his doctoral thesis he's now working on and that he's scheduled to defend next spring.
This occupation's about 2,000 years old, and it looks very, very similar to a historic Athabascan or Dene occupation in the Tanana Valley. So I feel very comfortable saying this is very ancestral to the native people of the Tanana River Valley.
Potter says there's something about the footprint that makes all that history come alive and captures the public's imagination nearly 2,000 years later.
And the footprint is one of those things that give us a snapshot of a very, of course, brief moment in time, but a very human connection with these ancient populations.
Potter says the footprint probably will attract a lot more interest than any of the other features or artifacts that the archaeologists discover at Swan Point, and he hopes that, in turn, will help motivate the public to learn more about the history of Alaska's first peoples. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.